U.S. President George W. Bush delivered a speech at the Pentagon today, marking the fifth anniversary of the beginning of the war. The president said he will not accept additional troop withdrawals from Iraq beyond those already planned if they will jeopardize recent security gains. Shortly before the president's speech, Iraq's presidential council withdrew its objection to a provincial elections law the U.S. considers key to promoting national reconciliation.
Many Iraqis still face great hardship, and the small Christian minority in the country continues to experience grave difficulties. Suha Rassam is an Iraqi Chaldean Catholic now living in London and the founder of Iraqi Christians in Need, a charity formed to help alleviate the plight of Iraqi Christian refugees. She spoke to Susie Hodges about the challenges facing Christians in Iraq after 5 years of war and the tragic end of the Archbishop of Mosul, Paulos Faraj.
Since June 2007, this is the fourth big attack on the Church of Mosul. In June, if you remember, Raghid Ghani with the three deacons were shot dead in front of their church. In October, two priests were kidnapped and it took them a month in order to release them. In January, there were three attacks on four churches and a convent. And in March, we have the kidnapping of this bishop with the killing of the three people who were with him. So the events seem sinister, and they give the message that we are not going to leave the Christian community in peace.
How do you see the situation facing the Christian community in general in Iraq on this fifth anniversary?
No, we keep talking, we keep bringing to light this, the dire situation the Christians are in, and in fact what the whole country is in. Hopefully somebody do something about it. I can't believe it that these kidnappers who have been speaking on mobile phones could not be caught. It is just unbelievable. I hope somebody do something about the security situation in the country more urgently.